Chapter 4. A lot of money from Facebook. One day, Reggie wrote to Evan. He had some lawyers working for him. He was happy for Evan, but he wanted some of Snapchat's money. Evan and Bobby pushed him out the company, and now Reggie wanted to tell everybody about it. Evan and Bobby were not happy about this. They asked for help from an important lawyer. Reggie was not at Evan's 22nd birthday party in June that year. It was the start of a very long fight between Reggie and Evan and Bobby. Snapchat got money from other people at that time. Evan's father, John Spiegel, and Michael Linton from the company Sony Entertainment gave Evan and Bobby money. Michael Linton's daughters went to Evan's old school, and they loved using Snapchat. Linton had lots of good ideas for Snapchat. He told Evan about them, and this helped Evan with the company. With more money and more users, Evan and Bobby needed more people to work for Snapchat. Evan had some good student friends. They could write code. He also found other very good people for important jobs at Snapchat. But they still worked on the app from Evan's family house. And they still sat at the dining room table with their computers. Things had to change. At first, iPhones were the only smartphones. But then Nokia and other companies started making smartphones too. Now lots of people had smartphones. People liked them because they could take photos easily. More people started using the photo apps, Instagram and Snapchat on their smartphones. They could take photos of things everywhere and share the photos using the apps. In summer 2012, more than 10,000 new people joined Snapchat every day. There were now 1 million Snapchat users, and they wanted to send photos to their friends quickly with their smartphones. Snapchat was now too big for Evan's family house, and Evan found an office for the company. The first Snapchat office, with its famous logo, was in Venice in Los Angeles. This was different from other computer companies. They are all in a place called Silicon Valley that is famous for computer and internet companies. Back in April 2012, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg bought Instagram for $1 billion. Then he wanted to buy Snapchat too. On November 28, 2012, Zuckerberg sent an email to Evan. Then Zuckerberg came to Los Angeles and met Evan and Bobby. He wanted to buy Snapchat for $60 million, and he wanted Evan and Bobby to stay with the company. Evan and Bobby said no. Then Zuckerberg showed Evan and Bobby Poke. It was a new Facebook app for messages, disappearing photos and videos. The app was ready. Evan and Bobby could choose: join Facebook or have a fight with Facebook. They chose a fight. On December 14th, 2012, Snapchat added video to their app. Now users could open the app, make a video with their smartphone camera, and send it to their friends. It was quicker and easier to use than other video apps. On December 21st, 2012, Zuckerberg sent the new Poke app to Evan with the message, "I hope you enjoy Poke." Poke was the same as Snapchat. But what could Snapchat do about it? Zuckerberg and Facebook were bigger, stronger, and richer than Snapchat. Evan sent a short message to the newspapers. "Welcome, Facebook. Seriously." The message was nice, but the big fight between Evan Spiegel and Mark Zuckerberg began that Christmas. People were with their friends and family. They used social media a lot. They took lots of photos and they made videos. For a week, more people used Poke than used Snapchat. But Facebook's users are older than Snapchat users and they do not make a lot of videos. The Facebook users quickly stopped using Poke, but Snapchat's younger users did not stop using Snapchat. They loved it. Zuckerberg did not buy Snapchat, and Snapchat's users did not move to Facebook. More app users started using Snapchat, not Facebook.